Okay. Most people know me as Dominic.
I know you as Dom.
Yeah, that's a nickname.
That's actually not your name.
No, that's not my name.
That's not possible.
My real name. People who know me from way back secondary school, back in Nigeria, know me as Imokwede Igure.
Wait. So your government name on your passport is Imokwede Igure.
Imokwede, yeah.
Where did Dom come from?
Dom is just a nickname. It's a name that's...
It's not possible.
Actually, let me tell you how Dominic came.
Yes. We want to hear that story.
Dominic came from when I was in secondary school then.
Yes.
Yeah, I was very good. I was good in drawing. So when I do a lot of drawing, a lot of sketch, so I have that signature. I just put Dominic. So people start calling me, that's just a nickname.
Where did you get the Dominic from?
Okay. I was working, I think I followed my mom somewhere. I saw names and meaning. They put like a lot of paper, names and meaning. So I was just looking at names, meaning. And I saw Dominic. The meaning of Dominic, then I saw was, they wrote too much for the devil to handle.
Oh, gosh. Ooh,
I'll say, this is me.
The devil is not going to get me.
I said, this is me. That's I.
How old were you then? Around?
I think I was like, last year I was like 12 to, between 12,
wow,
15.
Yeah, that's 12, fantastic. 15, yeah.
So I saw when she take me out and I look at, when we go to like parties, you have different names, meanings. So that's why I saw that name, Dominic.
That's
actually
amazing.
For the first time.
So did they call you Dominic in the UK and at home or?
In the UK?
Yes.
When I moved into the UK, most people know me as Imo.
Imo?
Yeah, because I didn't want to use that English name anymore.
Okay. So where did Imo come from? Dom, you're scaring me. No.
Imo is the short form
Imo is the short form
of Imokwede.
Oh, Imo.
Imokwede. Yeah, so people can't just start pronouncing it. Most people find it difficult to pronounce Imokwede.
Tell me about it. They can't be light on.
Yeah. So I just, so not to give them stress, I just say Imo. So most people prefer calling me Imo.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so I wanted that my name. Mm-hmm. My original name, because it's forgotten. Yeah, people are forgetting it.
I know.
So Dominic just remain the nickname.
People call you Dominic now because of your work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where, even my business, Post Dom. That's where it came from. Dominic.
Post Dom. Yes.
Yeah, Dominic.
So what's Post Dom? Yes.
Post is like picture. Post. When you post a picture out, then Dom.
Okay.
Dom is just Dom. Funny enough, there are people who I know then that gave me that idea. Like Omotola Jalade, she gave me that idea of
I've met Omotola once, you know.
Are you serious?
She's really nice. My sister-in-law, Anna. So she had a birthday party in her house.
Yeah.
And her husband invited Omotola because he was in media and all that. I was starstruck. I was like,
she's really good.
I was just really staring.
She's really good. She's one of her.
She's so down to earth. Yeah. And she was just like, oh, hi, hello. And then she came into one of the rooms and she needed to use one of the rooms to top up her makeup. And she was like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, you're so pretty. I'm like, oh, she said I'm pretty.
that's hard for you.
Oh, wow. How did she help you with the postdoc? How did she encourage you?
Then, I used to be a photo editor. I edit for most people. So, sometimes when I go to her house, she called me, I go to her house, we just put things. We're like, Dominic, I've been here, I've seen what people are doing. Even I've gone to US, they've done job. Your quality of job, people don't do it. But nobody knows you. You don't put it out there. Why? I was like, I'm busy working. Say, no, you have to open a social media page.
Good.
Yeah, so that's why we came about that post dumb.
When
open
was it?
Instagram page. That was like, that was like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, more than 10 years ago. Yeah, so
and that's she pushed you, she encouraged you.
Yeah, so that's how I opened out my business account, post dumb. And
so let's talk about your favorite celebrity.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you could choose anyone.
Like I always tell people, for me,
yes,
I don't have a favorite celebrity.
Now for you.
That's one. I don't have a favorite celebrity.
Why don't you have a favorite celebrity?
I don't know. I just don't have.
They are not good enough.
No. They are all good in their own way. They are unique in their own way.
So why don't you have a favorite?
I don't just have favorite. I don't have favorite in anything in life.
You guys, what vibe is he giving? Is he giving introversion or extroversion so far? Because this guy doesn't have a favorite celebrity.
But there are people I look up to the people I look up to are people that people don't even know.
Okay.
People don't know them. If I ask you, do you know Kelechi Amadi Obi?
No,
that
I
is
don't.
It. Yeah, those are people that do good jobs.
Hmm.
Those are people that look. I think Kelechi Amadi Obi is one of the people that made me actually.
Wow.
As well. Yeah.
I'll find Kelechi Amadi Obi.
Yeah, he's a photographer.
I'll find him and put him on screen.
It's
definitely
really good. But if you check people like that, if you check their followers, they don't have up to a million followers.
Wow.
Yeah, they have so many of them. Just like, people like Clarence Peters.
Oh,
people,
I know Clarence,
people know Clarence Peters because of music. He's out there.
Well, he does good videography and
that's it.
Directing, but, it does.
Yeah, so most of those people are people I call celebrity that do create. They're into the creative.
That in your own kind of
work. They're into the creative. They create things, but people don't know them because they don't have time to bring themselves out.
It's just like I'm not allowed to push you to
open it. I'll be nowhere. So you know Dominic. Who's Dominic? Yeah, so you wouldn't see me anywhere.
So who would you choose, though, to be your favorite celebrity?
No favorite celebrity.
Your celebrity that you like.
But on that person
don't say
like,
your wife.
Yeah, no, on that person I like that I've come across that I know because of, I think that's why it's relevant. See, now it's Two-Face.
You're the second person that is choosing to Baba.
No,
big
no,
up to
yeah,
Baba,
because
man.
It's I have met him a couple of times and he's really down to earth. In short, in the whole entertainment industry, I've not seen anybody like Two-Face. They don't have, there's nobody like Two-Face. There's a saying that if you don't like Two-Face, you don't like
you
peace.
You get problem.
You don't like peace.
You don't like peace.
If you don't like Two-Face, you don't like
I like Two-Face.
Yeah, so.
I like Two-Face.
Yeah, it's just who he is, actually. Yeah. I'll tell you a story. Way back, like 12 years ago or so, 12 years or more than 12 years ago, when I met Two-Face in the studio, he came. So I was like, oh, Two-Face, first time, Two-Face. Oh, come on, I want to take a picture of Two-Face. So I called him, like, I took a selfie. I didn't have that picture. I would have liked this. I still have that picture. That was the first picture of Two-Face. I took a picture with him.
Yes.
So he left. So I was not like looking at the picture. I was like, oh, good. He now came back. And I said, can you see the picture we took?
Oh.
So I just showed him. He just got to say, now we be that.
Hey. So was already a big star then. And he came back just to be sure that you got a good video.
12 years, Two-Face has been from when I was in secondary school.
Two-Face has been.
Yeah, after Station Boys. You can't go there. And that is why, you see what he was doing then. That's how the little people that were coming up then, so now that even if it's those people that are pushing him, they raise him. So I learned a lot from that.
Wow.
That no matter how good you are, how big you are, you never let the little ones
take them along.
Yeah,
significant.
Tomorrow you might go down. Those are the people that are going to push you up.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
this guy is deep.
So that's it. So that's why now, you see me calling Two-Face. Two-Face, I don't think he has forgotten. But anywhere I go now, I still call Two-Face.
Yes. I don't think he even remembers you, sir. Have you met him after that?
A couple of times we met after that. Yeah, we've done. I was trying to edit his pictures as well.
A big deal. So we're about to get some of my favorite celebrities.
Okay.
Yes, Baba is not here.
He's all right.
Yeah, maybe next season he'll be sitting on my couch and I'll invite you. I said to Baba, wait, there are some people that want to meet you. Okay, so are you ready?
I'm
racing
ready.
Against 60 seconds clock.
Let's go.
Yes, good. Yeah. Let's see how many you can guess.
Ah, oh, the familiar, reckon. Stammer.
Yes.
Ah, character is this again? Oh, Chris.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Kobe? No.
No.
Tyson. Ah, as an Indian star. Mercy.
Yes, Mercy.
Rihanna.
Riri Baby.
Swanky.
No swanky, no styling.
Kim
Kardashian.
Asake. Lee Lighton.
Yes.
Idris
Elba.
Is Taylor Swift?
No.
Jet Li. Rita Dominic.
Yes.
So, yes. Biju.
Yes, Biju Benson.
Taylor Swift.
And
Davido.
That's all. You did really good.
Oh.
Talking about your side gigs.
Yeah.
Because it's not even like a side gig. It's kind of like your own everything.
Photography. That's my world, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I decided to start playing it on screen so people can start to see even as we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So, how did you fall into photography? Did you just fall into it? Because you were drawing before, weren't you?
I want to hear that story. That's a good question. Okay. You see my drawing, right from time. Art is what I've loved.
Art is your
calling. And that's the only thing I could do. Yeah, even after school when I was, I went to, I studied art.
You did?
Yes, I studied art.
What school did you,
Aochi Polytechnic. That was one of the best art school in Nigeria.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I did fine arts, studied fine arts.
And your parents allowed you to study fine arts.
I'm coming. I'm getting there. Hold on.
Okay.
I studied fine arts. Yes. Then I did graphic design, graphics and photography.
Wow.
Yeah, in my HND. Pretty now, good. It was a challenge. Not now that anybody can see a child can say, I want to go and study arts. Parents is okay. There's, then it was, art is like, you are a useless child to go and study fine arts. Trust me.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You must be useless to go and study fine arts. And coming from a home where my dad was an accountant. My mom was an accountant. So my siblings, my sister, she was going to the accounting line. My dad wanted my brother medical line.
Problem.
Then just imagine the only child, the one that wants to go and read fine arts.
Black sheep.
In school. At a point, my dad said I wasn't going to pay my school fees. Yeah. Hi. That it's a waste of time. Wow. So my mom just encouraged and my mom followed me when I got the admission. I started doing my art in school. So I started fine art. Way back, did photography. As at then, we're using manual camera. We'll go to dark room.
Yes,
yeah.
Go and watch.
We put from all this trick we do now, all this photo trick. Yes. We take the film to dark room. Mm-hmm. We pull it out, expose. So way back then, not now that I just get camera and point and shoot and everything looks easy. Mm-hmm. So it was something that I have studied right from time. I love right from time. Wow. That's the only thing I could do. So,
I think that's what actually makes you really, really good because you studied that.
You know, it's not even about the study, it's the passion, the love I have for it.
I mean, passion, because if you name yourself John, that inquiry is not good enough. I want to name myself because of my passion.
That is it. So it's something that I've always done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even when people ask me, why is your photography? Don't you do videography? Don't you do...
I was going to ask you about that, you know.
Video is just like...
Because you do some videography really well. I know it's more about picture taking, but sometimes when you do the video element of things...
But there's what we call professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't be a master in two ways. You can't be... So you have to
one
be a master
better than
in
the
one.
Other one.
Yeah, then you just... The other would just be like what you just... You could... Maybe with time, you could be like, okay, but this is what you are. This is who you are.
True, that's
why I just focus on photography.
And that other, the part that you like the most and you are better at would always overshadow the other one.
That is it. So, so that's how it is.
So you were doing your photography right from Nigeria.
Yes, right from Nigeria.
And when you came here, did you just say, I'm just going to continue? Or did you struggle with that first?
Yeah. When I came here, I struggled with it. First of all, the market here. Maybe because I came to Birmingham, I was people were like, okay, you have to go to London. We are in London. There's market in London.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the market here. I noticed that even in Nigeria, where I was coming from, the people pay for photography and the way people cherish and appreciate your work is far better than here. People don't really.
I cherish good work.
That is you. Yeah, that's you. So that's why and what I did now, and that's why I'm still standing. I don't look for general clients. So there are just some. My work is like an artwork. It's like when you're buying an artwork, a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Some people can just look at painting. Otherwise, it's why they're selling this job for. They don't have any idea what it is. There is no way you're going to explain to those people and tell them that this is an artwork. This is the worth of this job. They say, no, for what? How can you buy that? So I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So you don't need to add. Just look for those people that understand what art is.
The fact that you've even done celebrity photography for Motola, Two Face, and the likes of them, that means that they value that level of work and the effort that you put in.
Yeah, people...
It's difficult to take pictures of celebrities,
it's in that circle, they understand what it is.
Yes.
So they know, before they are there at first, they know that this is what it is. I'm talking about quality, I'm talking about...
Absolutely.
Because, but some people tell you that, I've been here, when someone asks you, okay, I want to take a picture for, you're like, give them I will just use my phone to take it now. Imagine that kind of you understand. So people,
it's different.
Yeah, you see, this one don't even understand where you are coming from. So there's no way you could explain to them.
Yes.
Yeah. So
what was like the most difficult thing or the most challenge that you've actually faced since you've been doing photography in the UK? Have you run into like a difficult patch since you've been here?
Yes, there was a shoot I did in London. Yeah, I did a shoot in London, a 50th birthday in London.
Yes.
And, you know, this mindset of, when you're working with, you have, I won't say, okay, you have these two people working together.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is a black guy, working, there's a white person working. You know, there's a way people always feel the white job is.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been in a shoot where we are two photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that.
But you're supposed to work together?
No.
Okay, independently.
Yeah, we're independently. So there's this white and there's this, I'm the black guy. And I look at, we're both of us were shooting, but the attention given to the other person.
Oh,
you understand?
Felt irrelevant at
Because
point.
Yeah, because people just assume that
it was easy.
Yeah, but I wasn't worried. I was just like, the finished work.
Because you knew your value.
The finished work we tell. And actually, yes. The end, they kept asking me, can we have your pictures? Can we see your pictures? That's because you don't need to, I told my daughter something. Sometimes when she argued that this, I said, there's no, you don't need to argue. Don't argue with anybody. The only way you want people to be your friend and you're not going to be bring low, mm-hmm. you have to be the best in what you do.
Your work will tell.
When you are the best in what you do, it's going, there's a guy, shout out to Jay Studio. There's a guy.
Is Jay Studio in the UK?
Yes, in the UK. He's a white guy. That was one of the first studio I entered when I moved into the UK. So I tried to meet someone or two photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got to his studio. The guy just, it was someone that didn't look down like a photographer. So he gave me, showed me studio, lighting, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some setup.
Yeah.
And the guy was looking at me. When I finished setup.
Yes.
Take some big, the guy like, wow, where are you from? So I told him, so when did you move in? I said, I just came in, not like from.
I already rearranged his lighting and everything in the studio.
He said, I don't need to be here, you know what to do. He left the studio for me.
Ooh.
So people that know, they know. And when did you, when
if you see
the lights, so it's not about.
It's not my mind.
No, it's something that is in you that you do. Yeah, yes. Sometimes some people look at you, that's okay. So those are the challenges I have when I was, when I came in with photography. People like, so it was at a point, and I started building.
Yes.
People now started seeing, okay,
this confidence
what it is.
In your work.
Yeah, you can't, and even till now, honestly, if I want to compare my work, I don't compare my work with photographers in the UK.
You feel like you're much better than some
I
levels.
I compare myself with photographers in Nigeria. Like, you see what those guys are doing? Have you seen their jobs? If I'm skipping jobs, if I'm looking at, maybe I also go, okay, go to media and see photographer. I just look. If there are some works that catch me, this work will just catch me. I'll be like, let me see who's this.
And it's Niger. It's Niger work.
So that is it. So trust me.
Amazing. I like it.
Yeah.
Like
so those are the little challenges I have. But now, I think.
You're doing
anyway,
good.
Anyway, my works are good. Yeah.
Yes. Let me thank you again for my own birthday photo shoots.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, when you're scrolling past WhatsApp updates, you're seeing yourself everywhere. I'm like, okay,
now even if you didn't invite me for the main party, it was okay.
The main party was not here.
It doesn't matter.
You won't let me off the hook on that one.
No. I should be there.
Okay, right. So I've been showcasing your work on screen. This is just the only one I was able to steal from your TikTok video.
No.
What's your TikTok handle?
Still Postdom.
Postdom.
Yeah.
Okay. Postdom. And Instagram is also Postdom
as well. Yeah.
Just Postdom
underscore.
Oh, Postdom underscore.
Yeah,
all right, brilliant. I'll probably put it in the caption as
well.
Sure. Yes. Thank you for joining us so far.
No worries.
And can we talk about life in the UK? Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how things have been since you've been in the UK.
No worries. Yeah? Good.
Right. Postdom in the studios, guys. How would you say things have been? Would you say that coming to the UK was a difficult decision you had to make, or have you found it easy so far?
I think there's in life generally. There's no difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just have to, if you have to come out from that difficulty, that's it. Yeah. When I move in here, actually, it was for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked myself, actually, I really want, you know, when you visit, it's different from where you're coming to stay.
Is it different?
It's two different things. Different. So I asked myself, I really want it. Then I remember I was complaining seriously about it. So my brother told me, okay, you know what? Come back to Nigeria. Let's have a chat. Let's.
So you came first, and then you had to go back.
I moved in. We moved in with my family, September 2021. Yeah. So I went back February. So matter of September, October, November, December.
You're not feeling it.
No, I just went back. Okay. I went back February to just clear my head to make sure. Okay.
That happens a lot, you know.
Yeah. So clear my head and be ready that I really want to do it. Yeah.
How long did it take you to clear your head?
I just some couple of weeks or something. Okay, just good.
Yeah, you didn't stay too long.
No, I didn't stay too long because I have my daughter is here. My family is here.
You've talked about your daughter a lot. Your little princess. How old is she?
Oh, she's 6. She turned 7.
Wow. Right?
Yeah. So I can't. I'm this person that I can't stay without my family.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not. Some people can do it, but I don't know. I can't. Mm-hmm, so even the few days without my family, I don't sleep well. Oh, so that's why I have to. If not because of family, God know my heart, I won't have come back. Yeah, I would have just
stayed. It's like Niger.
We all love Niger.
We love Niger.
Yeah, so I just, then I came back. We planned myself, start up myself, pick up myself.
Good.
Said, okay, you know what? Yeah. Put all my energy.
Yes, put everything into it.
Yes, that's why I just started back to back.
And do you feel like doors stay opening for you?
I think even now, I'm like, okay, I tell me, okay, come, let's look to the US, look to Canada. I think I'm all right here.
Like encouraging you now.
No, no, I'm all right here because I'm
still.
Yeah. Because it's,
okay.
Yeah, I've built myself a little and I'm still building myself.
Yes.
And I'm seeing myself in the next 2 years. Where will I be in the next 2 years? Where will
even
I be
better.
In the next 3 years? It's not that before, I'm this person that I don't have, I just allow things flow.
Mm.
Yeah, just flow on. But now I could see myself.
Good.
Yeah, I already see myself.
You can see the bigger picture. You can see where the trajectory of your journey is.
Yeah, I can see the lights. There's a light in the end of the tunnel.
Don't go towards the light.
No, so so I'm all right.
Okay.
Good, yeah.
How about forming relationships and friendships in the UK? Would you say that's generally easy for you?
That's a tough one as well.
It is.
Yeah, because coming back, I think because of the structure, the way it's been, the life here, everybody's about work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just few. But I try to, what I do, you can't get everybody.
No.
Yeah, so I just look for a few that are just like me.
Mm.
Yeah, that have that time, that's no matter how busy they are.
Yes.
You must have that time for
intentionality.
So I just pick like one or two or few. But the problem I now still have with those one or two I picked is like, you might just click in and you guys start catching up.
Vibing.
You just wake up one morning and I tell you that we are locating from here. We're going to somewhere else. I'm like, what's happening? You now start picking this one again. And so it's a
people
tough one.
Know.
Yeah, so I don't really have, I don't, I try to build that community, but it's...
It's different.
Yeah, so when you called me about this, this is a social life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't really, I say no matter what, I will always create time for anybody that wants to create anything.
Yes.
So being social activities.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so
thank
I would,
you for that.
Because that's what I want. That's what I love. That's my life.
It wasn't difficult to get you at all. No, I was like, don't
anytime. Anybody
come
call
to
me.
My studio and you say yes.
You want to travel? You want to go on? I'm available. Just call me.
Thank you.
We only have this one life to live.
Dom is available. Call him.
So that's it.
Yes, good. So now, I think we need to vibe to Tubaba.
Oh.
Because I'm itching to die. But I'm going to choose a very mellow song because Tubaba is mellow like
you. I don't want to rush. I like it calm. I think we are getting old, actually.
The one getting old. Speak for yourself. I'm getting younger. I'm only 25.
Because there's a saying that...
With shipping and handling.
There's a saying that when the music is too loud, you're getting old. So... We don't want it loud.
Yeah,
it's
still incredible. We're vibing to Tubaba.
Holy, holy.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Let's beat Tubaba at his own game. Let's go. I'm your backup singer or dancer. Should I increase the volume?
Yes, let's go. As you dare the fear, the fire, you hold the soul. I hope you hold it past Elijah, Sha. Hope you hold it past the prophet, Sha.
Hey, hey.
As you dare for the air, the form you hold. I hope you.
Go down to Baba. I've renamed you. Come to Baba. Ten. Nine.
What is that?
Eight. Seven. Six. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yay! So that's Dom, you guys. Dom in the studio. So find Dom, post Dom on Instagram, post Dom on TikTok. Thank you, Dom, for coming to the studio.
You're welcome.
Bye, guys. Bye.